Hi, welcome to the City Update. This is City Manager Amy Arrington, and I am honored to have a special guest with me today, new council member Adair Hawkins. Hello, Adair.
Hi, good to be here.
Yeah, so glad to see you. Glad you could be part of the fun today. As some of the public knows, we're excited to have you into the studio today, which is my office, to talk with you and just to get to know, basically, we just a very informal way to get to know you, the new council member here that's serving the public. So we're so glad to have you. And we have some simple questions. We'll go ahead and just kick it off and get to know you a little bit better. So tell me, Dara, how long have you lived in Carnation?
Well, it's good to be here. I moved to Carnation in 2016. We've been here 3.5 years. And we had started building our house before that, and it just took a lot longer than expected. So when we moved here on July 6th, right after the 4th of July parade, and we thought, oh my gosh, we've never lived anywhere so beautiful. We fell in love.
Well, awesome. Now, did you get to come to the 4th of July festivities that year?
No, we were packing up our apartment, unfortunately.
Oh, no, too bad. But I'm sure you've got to enjoy other events since then.
Yes.
It's quite the festival.
It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, no. It's one of the things you hear about, but until you really see it, it's for such a small town. It's such a wonderful production.
It's my favorite thing all year long.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're so glad you're here. So you talked about you've been here a little over 3 years now. So what made you move to Carnation?
Well, my husband and I both work in Redmond, and then he was a fireman and got a job promotion. He's now a deputy fire marshal. So we lived in Renton, and it was just fine for him to commute twice a week for about 48 hours. He would do 2 days on and 4 days off, 2 days on, 4 days off. But when he got a day job, going from Renton to Redmond every day was too grueling. So we looked everywhere that we could, and we found a house in Carnation within our budget. And we just, we were really excited to move here. We didn't know it was so close to so many other things, to get that small town feeling, but with all the amenities of a Redmond or Issaquah in order to go to Costco when we needed to.
No, I agree. It's amazing how it's really fairly easy to get to services that may not be here in town.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it makes it really a very convenient location. And I know when I came to town just shortly after you, it's just such a unique, quaint, charming community.
It is. And it's beautiful. And so that was a big reason why I started running for council, is because I wanted to help people here. I wanted to keep things local.
Yeah, no, that's great. So one thing I wanted to ask, I know we had Councilmember Harris in here just before you, and something I think that's kind of interesting is running for office, no matter what the level, is an interesting experience, I'm sure. And I know most people haven't really had that opportunity. So, and if you don't mind, could you tell us a little bit about the campaign trail and your experience and the maybe the good and the bad?
Yeah. So I've never done anything like this before. And what I've realized is being on council is a lot like being on PTA. You're always trying to organize people and figure out who's going to bring where at what time and helping others. But running for council, campaigning, that's a whole different beast. So it's really easy as far as go online, you pay some money, you fill out a form. And then to go around canvas and talk to other people is both fun and very wearing. It's fun because I get to hear what other people want, but it's wearing because just putting myself out there over and over and over again, you know, there are definitely rejections where I just had to get very tough skin. And keep in mind, my intention is to love others and to help the community. So with that, the big issue was I love people and I love community. I hate being in front of people. And so for the 4th of July parade, We got a fire engine by we, my husband and I. My friends and family came out. And that was one of the hardest things I've done in my whole life. I was shaking ahead of time. I was in front of people. And I was just so nervous. But I actually like the council part. I like learning new things. But campaigning, oh my goodness. That's not my favorite.
No, it's a... Well, I've never run for office. I have family members with my youth I've helped out. So I know how hard it is. So thank you for making that commitment and joining the council. But by the way, you look great in the parade. You didn't look nervous at all.
Oh, good. I faked it.
Yeah.
I faked it.
Well, and they did tell you that you're now going to be asked to be in the parade every year on council.
No, I did not. I was figuring I'd just volunteer and help.
Well, you can, but as part of the parade each year, we do have a nice float. It's a horse-drawn wagon that all the council members that are available, usually Mayor Lisk is running the parade, so we give her a pass, but the rest of the crew is on the wagon saying hi to everybody.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm more comfortable being behind the scenes, so I will absolutely do it. But that was a big thing with campaigning that I did not realize was that I like the service, but to always promote myself got really old. And I had talked to a former council member about that to promote oneself is a talent and it takes a tremendous amount of energy. But what I really like more than anything is planning for the future and seeing how we can help people. And I just feel like I bring a great perspective in that my family lives here. I have young kids. My mother-in-law lives here. And I'm the only one I know of that has kids at all different ages that have different needs. One of my child has some disabilities. And to plan for a city that helps everyone and not just, you know, people that can walk easily or have sight. So I have some family members that are blind and they really struggle with walking around Carnation because we have uneven sidewalks, potholes, and all that's going to be fixed with the new project downtown. And I want to be on board for that. That's why I really want to do this, is to make this a city where everyone can walk and be safe. Because my family and I, we walk from our house to church, to school, to the library, to the farmer's market, to our friend's house. And then we use the trails all the time. So being a walkable city is my priority, and not just for able-bodied people, but people that might have walkers or are elderly or are young.
No, I think that's a great thing, and it really is something that is important to all cities to have that vision, that goal. Because just a little story I'll share is one of my first memories is not going with it. What a cute town. I love it. Is, oh, there's a farmer's market. And I remember being so surprised and impressed with the people that were walking up to the farmer's market. And I just thought how wonderful that we live in just such a lovely, compact town and nice and flat.
Oh, yeah.
Not like some of our other neighbors that, you know, you really get that workout when you're walking. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, you can walk anywhere here. We're just this little island of kindness and we're surrounded by county. And we can drive places, but when I'm in town, I tend to walk everywhere. So that's my big priority, making this a place where people can get out of their houses, spend time with each other, and walk around.
Yeah. Well, have a question. We've heard a little bit about your top priority with it, walkability. So you've been on the council now for 2 months now. Long service. That's a really long service. So far, we'll put you on the spot. What do you think has been, I guess, your favorite opportunity, action? Is there anything that just with 2 months under your belt, what's been your favorite so far?
I loved going to Olympia.
Oh.
What I loved about going to Olympia is realizing that our Senator Mark Mullett and our representatives, Lisa Callen and Bill Ramos, are people who are just trying to serve the community. Seeing volunteers and people who are paid very little money that are helping others from different cities, everywhere from Skycomish to Bellingham to Vancouver. And these are just people that want to make their neighborhoods better and to help others. And it was just the most hopeful, lovely thing. I really liked meeting with them. But then I also liked afterwards going to sessions with other city members and seeing how are they doing things? How are they making housing affordable? How are they helping homeless people? How are they helping people who, you know, are medically compromised or elderly or are in peril of not having enough food? And what I realized going to Olympia was we're too small to do anything on our own. We have to definitely combine efforts everywhere from North Bend all the way to Duval. Like our entire valley needs to work together. So that's what I've liked the most is realizing how collaborative everything is, not just with our own city and how helpful and kind people are, but our state, that what we want more than anything is to work together and to help. It was a very positive experience.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I agree with you. I just want you know and let the public know it's one thing you learn really quickly in government is you don't reinvent the wheel. So there is nothing better than finding another community that may have the same issues or challenges. And what have been your successes? What are your challenges? And what's your program already in place? And sometimes even just copy and paste and we're going to do the same thing. So no, that's great. And it's a great resource, you know, joining together and seeing what other people are doing.
It is. And to know that so many people are willing to serve because, I mean, I get $165 after taxes every month. This is not a job where anyone is making money or getting rich. It's really a service. And my husband, Chris, and I have a family mission statement. Our mission statement is that we want a fun, loving, hardworking family that loves God, our community, and serves others. And that's what I see council being, is something where I can help others at a higher capacity because I don't like being in front of people. I don't like being the center of attention. But the only way to truly make a difference is to be brave and put myself out there, which is hard every week. Well, especially at council meetings, you have to be in front of people and I get nervous before I come. It would be better if I could just sit and talk to them, but I can't. So it's really been a stretching experience for me.
I'll let you know a secret that probably will change. It won't be that long because I remember first time I was city manager in a previous community, I think for 2 to 3 months, every time I sat at the dais with the elected officials, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. But now it's old hat. And you'll be there soon too.
Well, that's good. I remember, so I'm a dental hygienist. I remember when I first got into dentistry almost 20 years ago, one of my other dental hygienist friends said, oh, dear, do you just hate that you'd be so close to people? And I thought, no, I've never noticed it. Mm. To me, that's normal.
Right.
My normal is being that close and working in a small space. So hopefully that'll be like council where I'll be okay standing up in front of people.
No, definitely. And I just want to take this opportunity because I agree that I think council members, you know, they're not doing it for, definitely not for the money. They're doing it for just the love of their community. And what's great is sometimes we'll bring differing opinions and that's okay. But one thing I think sometimes people don't realize is the amount of time that you invest as a council member. It's not just going to 2 meetings a month and making some decision. There's a lot more effort that goes into it.
Oh yeah. So a big thing is I just have to bow down to the city staff because Amy and Mary, they make these packets and then I'll go in on a Friday night or Saturday morning and all weekend long I'll read my packet and it just has every single bill the city has had is all very transparent. It will have what happened last meeting, what's coming with this next meeting, and the background information. And our city manager, Amy, you've been amazing at having meetings with me to explain things. And then with votes, I don't always know how to vote. So then instead of making a reactive decision, I will talk to our city planner and I'll have her explain things. Or I will talk to someone from Farm Fish and Wildlife for them to explain the salmon issue to me. So a lot of it's research and listening to others. The council meetings are just the tip of the iceberg. But one thing that's interesting is how transparent everything is. There really aren't any kind of, everything's in public. Like I can talk, we have five council members, so I can talk to one other council member. But if I've talked to one of that, if I've talked to sidewalks with, let's say, Deputy Mayor Rebell, then I can't talk about that same subject with another council member because that would make a quorum. That'd be three, and that has to be public notice. It has to be recorded. So there have been a lot of rules I've had to get used to, which is positive because we don't want nepotism. We don't want there to be any kind of shady business. So that's been a real eye-opening thing in that what I thought council would be and then the amount of service and integrity it is very different. And I've been happy to be a part of that.
Okay. Well, and thank you very much. Staff is happy to serve the council. So, and it makes me chuckle. I don't know if Deputy Mayor Jim Rebell has shared with you. He thought before he was elected, there were a lot more group discussions that were not public and transparent. And I know he shared that it was surprising to him that he could only, like you mentioned, I can only talk to one other person. And the next time you can talk about it with somebody else, there is that opportunity, but it's right there in the public.
Oh my goodness, yes. And another thing is that we take an oath of office that if anything, I have to vote on if something is legal and to code and keep my personal opinion aside. And what that means is it bars people from making decisions that could harm others, that are racist or that are in their own best interest. So here's an example. I really like cats, but if someone in our community wanted to open up a cat cafe, if it's legal and it's to code, I cannot stand in their way, even if I happen to dislike cats. Again, I like cats. But
gotta be careful with those statements. We're very animal pet
yes,
friendly
I like
community.
Cats. I love animals. I love animals. But the idea behind it is that to be a council member, the most important thing I can do is to see all sides and vote on if it's legal and if it's to code, helping our community and not ever myself.
No. No, and that's a great way to do that. And sometimes it's challenging. I remember I'd bought my home on 50th Street. Adair and I are neighbors. And we were looking at trying to work with the county to expand some property into the city limits. It didn't work out. But I remember thinking, oh, but I like my view now. I don't want houses. And I'm like, nope, Amy, that's not the right thing to do. It'd be better for the city to move forward with this. But it didn't work out. But sometimes it's challenging. And you're right.
Council work and working for the city is very altruistic. It's very others-minded. Everyone here is looking at how do we help others and how do we do what's best for us as a whole. And I'm glad that there are laws, especially with council, where I can't make any decision based on my own opinion versus what will help our community. Because there needs to be checks and balances, and I'm grateful for those checks and balances.
Nope, I agree, for the benefit of the public. So one thing I just wanted, I know we talked a little bit about the 4th of July. Any other community events that you've had participate, you would recommend people to go to?
Oh, yeah. So my kids and I, we always do parade of costumes, and we invite our family. It's nice. Fabulous. And then a Christmas incarnation is a big one, especially because 3 out of 4 of my sons have December birthdays. And so my twins, their birthday is December 8th. So it happened when December 7th. So it was part of their birthday celebration that we went. Another thing we like to do is I like to go to the Laugh. I don't know the name of it. There's a bands.
Oh, the block party.
Block party.
Yes.
It was lovely. My favorite thing really, though, more than anything, is just the beauty and the walkability. So I spend most of my time down the Tolt and Snoqualmie Rivers on days I don't work in the summer with the kids. And that, to me, is the most wonderful community-based things. People bring food down and we swim. This year, Santa brought my kids kayaks. So we go kayaking. that's my favorite thing about carnation, is that mix of both people and nature.
No, I definitely agree. So one thing I wanted to ask before we let you go, I'll put you on the spot a little bit. This past Saturday, we had our annual retreat. This is a very big, important event the council's been holding since I've been part of the team. This would be our third time since I've been here. And it's really important because it helps us set out our goals and the direction we want to go for the next year and also a little bit past. So what'd you think of the retreat this past Saturday?
Oh, it was fabulous. A big thing is that utilities are going underground for 4 weekends this whole year. There is going to be some different traffic patterns because we're going to be repaving the main road, putting sidewalks in, making sure that kids can cross the street from, you know, different locations safely, which is my big priority. But what I really liked is we just came up with solutions like, okay, how are we going to make sure everyone knows where they can drive and where they can park? How do we make sure that people know that walking just these 4 weekends this whole year is the best option? So just thinking about dynamic ways we can just make things easier on people, because I think it will be hard temporarily to have road construction. But overall, oh, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. No, we're very excited and happy to announce that you did have the Toll Avenue project as the number one priority. And it's coming together. Definitely, I see construction in 2020. And just let the public know, we'll be getting more information to you as it gets a little bit firmer. Because I know we've mentioned, oh, we're going to start construction, and it's not happened. So we really want to wait till it's solid and we're ready to go. The other goal that I think is kind of exciting that the council really focused in on, which was number two, there are 6 total, but economic development, because I know there's been lots of meetings where we've talked about hearing from the public, and just I think it's increasing services and opportunities is something we all like to see. So it's kind of exciting that the council is really making that a priority to take steps to make that a reality.
Oh, absolutely. I'm pro-business. I'm very pro-small business because it helps everyone. I want a place where I can go and eat, drink coffee, spend money. But more importantly, is the city gets tax revenue from either property taxes or from sales tax. We have thousands of people coming through Carnation in their cars or on their bikes in the summer. Wouldn't it be great if this is a place where they could stop and have fun? And a place where also, you know, that way we can diversify the tax base and not put so much on the property owners, but on everyone. I'm looking forward to that a lot. Also, it's going to be super cute. So I'm looking forward to a cute downtown with some benches, places that I can go have ice cream and, you know, sit. It'll be lovely.
I don't know. It's going to be fantastic. So thank you for your vision and your leadership. No, there's good things coming for Carnation. I mean, it's a great community, and I think things are just going to get better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and thank you for investing, you know, I guess, making the commitment of all your time and effort for the 4 years. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I know, with having you on the council.
Oh, yeah. You know, it is fun. That's the thing that has been nice is I get nervous being up in front of people, but it's been fun getting to know other people, and it's been fun learning. I like that part.
Well, what's good is I need a dare to stay near me at our events, because we do not only here in town, but we do regional events, even statewide events. A dare is much better at names than I am.
I remember names and I remember people very easily.
Well, that's why I need to stand next to you. Well, I have a system when I don't know somebody's name, so I'll let you know after the radio show.
You can just call them, hey, buddy. Hey,
exactly.
You.
Hey, you.
Good to see you, well, champ.
I should have said that on the radio. People might.
Hey, champ. Good to see you.
I know. The jig is up. Everybody knows.
I always joke that I have a great memory, and I sometimes think that I remember things at half the time accurately. So we'll see if I get the names right.
Yep. Well, great. Well, Adair, just want to thank you so much for coming in and spending some time and talking with us today. We hope to have you back later in the year.
Sure.
And give us an update on how things are going.
Well, thank you so much for interviewing me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Adair. And residents, thank you for listening to the City Update here on Valley 104.9.
Where else are you going to hear Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Genesis, Joe Cocker, Bjork, 10cc, and other interesting music other than Equinox on Friday evenings with Ian and John, right here on Valley 104.9.
Remember to join us at 1 p.m. on Sunday for Animal Radio. Animal Radio is America's most listened to pet show. The nearly two-hour celebration of our pets is hosted by veterinaire talent Hal Abrams and Judy Francis. So tune in, 1 p.m. Sunday, Animal Radio.